With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Hello and welcome to this month's EvoStick Division 1 show. I'm your host Ben, and coming up in this week's show, we'll be celebrating the champions, South Shields, as we'll be hearing from Lee Picton on this month's show. We'll also be celebrating promotion with the management at Alva Church and Hyde United. But before all of that, it's to Ewan Fields now on Tuesday night, where I caught up with James Hayes and Swampe to judge their mood going into the final week of a very, very frantic Division 1 season. Hello everybody and welcome to Ewan Fields, the home of Hyde United. Not quite yet promoted, technically, Hyde United.
In fact, this is a show of basically, welcome to the show everybody, this is a show based upon everybody that's not been quite promoted.
That's right.
Well,
South Shields have been promoted.
No,
you say that.
Have they been promoted, South Shields?
The better I'd do. We've got Lee Picton coming up on this month's Division 1 show.
Tonight they can cement it, can't they?
They'll be champions if they beat Ratcliffe Borough tonight. They are champions.
They are champions. They have been promoted. But yes, we can't. Yeah. There's no champions on this show tonight.
But there will be if they do win the league on Tuesday night, because we'll have Lee Picton on. In fact, we'll have Lee Picton on anyway.
They'll win the league tonight. Be champions tonight.
I know. I'm saying on this month's show, which goes out in a couple of days' time. How long have you been doing radio for? Swampy's here, everyone, by the way, and James Hayes is here.
Hello.
James Hayes.
It's Tuesday. I keep thinking it's Thursday.
It's Trafford against FC United tonight from Ewan Fields in the Manchester Premier Cup. So we've decided to.
Whoa. It's what? Actually FC United and Manchester versus Trafford. I'll tell you why. Because FC United are the home team. Yeah. They won the toss.
James is here in MPL mode because he's doing all the social media stuff tonight across all the divisions. Loads of games getting postponed.
Summer football.
Still in May. Games being postponed, ridiculous. Let's start off. We'll talk about Division 1 North in a second or two, but let's talk about Division 1 South. But we had Martin Carruthers on last week from Basford United. It's been a cracky season for...
Breaking news, they're changing the name for next season. They are going to be actually officially called Basford. Next season, they've decided Basford is the way to go. Basford.
But joking aside, Basford United, a hell of an achievement what they've done this year, Swampy.
Absolutely superb. I think the only thing that... Well, they can achieve it, and it'll be on this weekend, if they can achieve the fact that they get over the 100-point mark. They're currently on 97 points. They'd like to get to 100 points and 100 goals, and I would have thought, come Saturday, they'll have done that, and it's a marvellous, marvellous season for them. And they've not only won the league, they've actually romped it, haven't they? It's like Berkey would say, it's a 10-pointer, they'll win it by 10 points at least.
18.
No, I know, but Berkey wouldn't have said 18, would he?
Oh, it's 16.
He would have ever said, Berkey would have said, oh, I'll tell you what, they'll win it by 16 points. He always says 10 points, doesn't he?
Tonight, James, as we're recording this on Tuesday, Alva Church could seal the second spot, couldn't they?
They could do indeed, but they need the game at Frickley to go their way as well. So if at work time recording, if Frickley don't match Alva Church's result, Frickley have been promoted unless both teams lose.
Alva Church get promoted.
Yeah, that's correct.
If Alva Church get promoted, we will speak to Alva Church on this month's Division 1 show.
And we'll be returning to Ewan Fields very, very shortly. But as we touched upon there, on Tuesday night, Alva Church needed a result against Bedworth United on Thursday to seal automatic promotion. And the result was on Thursday evening, Alva Church 0, Bedworth United 0. That point means that Alva Church will be being promoted to Step 3 next season, along with Basford United out of Division 1 South. And joining us now to discuss this more in depth, we're now joined by the welcome return of manager at Alva Church, it's Ian Long. A big congratulations, Ian, and welcome back to the show. First things first, we're recording this on Friday lunchtime. Obviously, it's still fresh in the mind, I'd imagine, whatever your mind is like at the moment after all the celebrations. How do you feel?
Oh, I'm ecstatic, really. You know, everybody at the club's over the moon. A great achievement, first season, to get promoted and had some good celebrations last night, and yeah, great times at the club at the moment.
I mean, we've had a few conversations during this season, and you know, Alva Church have been there or thereabouts all the way through. One thing that you've had to deal with is games in hand as well, we should say. How's the second part of the season been for Alva Church, especially with how closely fought it's been in the playoffs?
Well, it's been tough. Obviously, when you're up there, everybody wants to beat you. We've had a ridiculous schedule in the end, to be honest with you. You know, we played by the time we play Saturday, it will be 7 games in 14 days, so it's a game every other day. So it's been really tough, and again, I just can't give enough credit to the players, really. The players are, you know, they've had to roll out constantly. Some of the lads have played nearly every minute of every game in that running, and just a massive credit and admiration for the lads, really. I'm so proud of them, really.
And we spoke with Marty Carruthers last week, and obviously, you know, they sealed the title. But I think all credit to Alvechurch, really, and Frickley and Bedworth in a way. It's not been sealed as quickly as I think many people would have expected. And I think that goes to show you just how competitive it's been between all three of you. And we might as well throw Stamford in at this point as well.
All the top sides, you know, they're very good sides for one, but, you know, they've all been really consistent as well, and that's why it's gone as long as it has. If they've lost a game, they've pretty much bounced back as we have as well. So, yeah, it's, you know, massive credit to them, and, you know, every side, I'd say, really good sides and winning a lot of football matches, so it's been difficult for us.
And your thoughts must turn now to this Saturday's game first. We should, you know, you've got Loughborough Dynamo this weekend, but then you'll be looking ahead, I'd imagine, to the summer. Not too sure on the split yet, but I'm imagining you're going to be in that new Central League. It was uncharted territory anyway for Alvechurch this season. What do you think needs to happen now for Alvechurch to be competitive at step three?
We've got to retain majority of the players. You know, I'm hopeful, quite confident that we'll keep a majority of the lads. And just probably, you know, add a couple like we did in the closed season. You know, we added Youssef Cisse and Ash Carter and Luke Yates to the squad from last season. And they've made a real good impact and really kicked us on. And it's just similar sort of things. Again, we want to maintain the majority of the squad and use the momentum that we've gained from this season and last, just to kick on. You know, there's a really good togetherness with the squad, which winning helps, obviously. But, you know, they're just a good bunch of lads, honest bunch of lads. And, yeah, just maintaining them and just adding a little bit more where certain areas of the pitch.
And obviously, as well, we should say what's the mood like at Alvechurch at the minute as a club? It has been one of those whirlwind seasons that don't come around all too often, and that must be something that you're looking forward to building upon for over the summer and into next season.
Yeah, I mean, the club is going in the right direction on and off the pitch. You know, we've obviously had two successive promotions now. We've also got a new ground to look forward to in the near future. You know, the plans are in place for that. I haven't started the building process yet, but, you know, it's not a million miles away. So everything at the club, you know, is really exciting times for it. You know, just wish we could get a few more through the gate. I know I'm not the only one in saying, you know, there's other clubs in the similar situations where they've had some success on the pitch. We just wish we could get through a few more through the gate. We had a good crowd last night, but that's the only disappointing thing is our gates at the moment, but everything's going well on and off the pitch.
Well, I'm always I was a big Field of Dreams fan, and you know, if you do build it, they will come. And you know, if you got the big occasions like that where you seal the deal, yeah, then those supporters will come back again and again.
We hope so. Yeah, like I say, we try and get it down and play the game the right way, and it's not cheaper than watching some of the football league clubs and everything at their level. I just think there's more desire as well in the players. You can see it really means a lot to the players in non-league levels, more so than I think some of the prima donnas at the top levels.
Absolutely, and the football's more entertaining, to be fair, we should say as well.
Definitely.
A big thank you, Ian, for joining us. It's not often I get to quote Field of Dreams, so thank you for that. And a big congratulations to you, everyone at the club, all the coaching staff, all your players. A big congratulations on sealing promotion, and all the best over the summer. And depending where you are, all the best for the season to come next year.
Cheers, Ben. Thanks, mate.
Bayswater United and Alvechurch and Frickley Athletic as well. Frickley Athletic have really stretched out in the last couple of weeks or so, heading into the playoffs as getting home advantage for the semi-finals. It's still
Been a cracking season for Fricklow Athletic, and we do have to talk about the goals scored record.
Well, 111 goals, 58 against, you know, goal difference of 53. I mean, that goal difference actually is not as good as you thought. You'd think that was probably the best goal difference in the division, but it's not. It's Basford. Their goal difference of 63. But yeah, I mean, 111 league goals, that is. And I think if you look through the competitions that Frickley have been involved in this season, between Jacob Hazel and Gavin Allett, it's somewhere in the region of about 128, 130 goals to score between them. It's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, absolute phenomenal goal scoring record. I mean, we know what Allett's like, and we know the quality of Jacob Hazel. I mean, he was at FC United about four seasons ago, and he's really come of age and scoring for fun. But I just say they will be the team in the playoffs, because they've got so many goals in them that you'd be looking thinking if they get home advantage as well, they're a team that will certainly be the others below them won't be playing.
It's been a good season as well for Bedworth United. I think if results go their way this week, they can be guaranteed in the
I think if they get a win tonight, go down to the last day of the season for them to get home advantage in the semis.
So congratulations to Bedworth United for making it into the playoffs. Been a great season there as well. Stamford, it's a bit more touch and go, but with the goal difference heading into the final weekend of the season, the goal difference is better than it for Leek, but only just.
Yeah, well, Stamford with one game to go, you know, and Chase Town with two games. Leek, you know, they've got one game left. Leek
have got a win, haven't they?
Well, they have to. I mean, tonight, to be honest, if Chase Town win tonight, then Leek can't catch them. So, you know, it's down to Chase Town, really. Get that result and then go into Saturday knowing you're in the playoffs. And it's unfortunate for Leek. I know another good team playing some good football this season, and they'll be looking, hopefully, to move forward again.
Now, down the bottom end of the table in Division 1 South, Market, Drayton Town are currently bottom, but it's they've got two games in hand, and it's become slightly nervy, hasn't it, at Newcastle Town. They've been slightly above it all for a long time now, still involved, but they are involved now heading into the last weekend of the season. It does all depend, though, how Market Drayton get on in the next couple of games.
At the end of the day, that one's going down to the last day of the season now anyway. This is the sort of thing we've been looking for in the last couple of weeks. And let's be honest, a couple of weeks ago, except for the down the bottom end of the South Division, you had 6-7 teams coming down to the end of the season. We've actually got something interesting, and the fact that teams are right to be worried, really. I mean, all three teams have played quite well.
I mean, it has been a hell of a fight down the bottom end of the table. Market Drayton Town will be hosting Alva Church on Tuesday evening, and as we said earlier, that's going to have a lot of ramifications.
It is. The problem with Market Drayton is they've conceded 91 goals this season.
It's also the number of games they've got. They've got Kidsgrove on Thursday as well.
Yeah, so they're playing tonight. Tuesday. They're playing Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. But if you're going to stay up, you want three games. You know, if you get a result tonight, then you get a little bit of impetus.
All the home games as well.
Yeah, the goal difference is a tough one. But I mean, if you look at Newcastle Town a few seasons ago, you know, there were players that were going into the Football League, maybe going to Scottish Premier League.
They were playoff contenders.
You know, playoff contenders as well. And it's certainly for them a squeaky bum time. But like, we've only won game. It's out of their hands, isn't it? And that's the worst thing, really. There's nothing they can do. If they win their game, takes them up to 39 points.
You're listening to April's edition of the EvoStick Division 1 show. Very shortly, we'll be looking at Division 1 North, but just to clarify the relegation picture for Division 1 South, it's one relegation spot for three teams this weekend. Romulus are bottom of the table at the moment on 34 points. Then there's Market Drayton Town, 2 points up the road, but with a far inferior goal difference. And then there's Newcastle Town, also on the same number of points as Market Drayton Town. Saturday's matches, Market Drayton Town against Gresley, Kidsgrove Athletic against Romulus, and Newcastle Town against Belper Town. At least a point for Newcastle Town should be enough for them to stay up, regardless of what Romulus and Market Drayton Town do. That's because Newcastle Town have the best goal difference out of all three sides by a good margin. It's a bit more interesting for Market Drayton Town. A draw could see them stay up as long as Romulus don't pick up 3 points away at Kidsgrove Athletic. A win for Romulus at Kidsgrove Athletic and Market Drayton Town, because of their inferior goal difference, must beat Gresley to stay up. So all to play for in Division 1 South when it comes towards the bottom end of the table. And on behalf of everyone here on the Division 1 show, we wish everyone well at Market Drayton, at Romulus and at Newcastle Town. And just before we go to Division 1 North, just a mention for the playoff race in Division 1 South. Fricklow Athletic are definitely in third position. Bedworth United could seal home advantage in the playoffs with a win against Carlton Town on Saturday. Chase Town will also be looking for home advantage. A draw could be enough against Batesford United if Bedworth United get beat against Carlton at the weekend. While Stamford will guarantee a playoff spot with a draw on Saturday afternoon if they draw with Cleethorpes Town. Leake Town, who are currently just outside the playoffs, will be hosting Stocksbridge Park Steels, knowing that they have to win and hope that Stamford get beat, and also Leake Town have to score enough goals. At the moment, they need a 3-goal swing to outflank Stamford when it comes to the goal difference. Lincoln United can, in theory, also make the playoffs, but they have to beat Spalding United by a sizeable goal margin, let's say. Their goal difference currently is +3, whereas Stamford's is +31. So that's quite a swing Lincoln United will need on Saturday. But that's Division 1 South. Let's look now at Division 1 North. Very shortly, we'll be heading back to Ewan Fields for the view from Swampy and James. But the champions were crowned in Division 1 North on Tuesday evening. That's because South Shields beat Radcliffe Borough by 4-0. And on Wednesday afternoon, I caught up with one of the joint managers at South Shields. It's Lee Picton. So, Lee, a big thank you for joining us. First things first, a big congratulations to everyone at South Shields. It's been quite a season. You must be dead pleased.
No, I appreciate that, Ben. No, it's been a really exciting and, fruitful season for us again this year. And, obviously culminated in the win last night down at Radcliffe, and we've got over that title winning line, and we're looking forward to hopefully having a little bit of a party type atmosphere at Mariners Park over the last two games on Thursday and Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, we had Julio on last week, and we were talking about just the fact that we're at the end of the season. You'd sealed promotion last week, but you had 4 games to fit in over the course of 7 days. It is still quite relentless. I mean, how are you taking to these next 2 games before the end of the season? Well,
and then he got even more relentless when we were driving down last night, and we heard there was a pitch inspection. I mean, it's the last thing you expect, at the end of April to possibly have a game called off because of a waterlogged pitch. But there was an incredible amount of rain that fell yesterday. But it's been relentless, and even more credit in light of that to the players. We talked to them in the change rooms after the game and just thanked them, from the bottom of our hearts for their unrelenting commitment and sacrifice that they've given this season. Because it's as you well know, in non-league football, there's other things going on in people's lives and work commitments and family commitments, and it is such a sacrifice. But we're nearly there now. The end is in sight, and we're going to enjoy the last 2 games.
And it's been a hell of a season and a hell of a title race, really. At one point, there was 5 of you involved, if you're throwing Bamba Bridge and Prescott Cables as well.
Yeah,
it has been a challenging season, and like you say, there is the challenging aspects of the travelling side of things as well.
Yeah,
how's it been there at the top of the pile there at South Shields when it comes to managing expectations, managing the travelling, managing all the players, managing the youth side, and all that palaver? I mean, this has been a hell of a year for yourself and the coaching staff.
Yeah, it has, and you've just got to accept that it's part and parcel of what you do. It's certainly not going to get any easier moving forwards. The travelling will hopefully set to get even more, because that will then be an indication that we're moving upwards through the levels, and that's exactly what we wanted at the football club. There are massive expectations. I think we've kind of generated those expectations over the last 2-3 years at the football club, and you'd much rather it that way, Ben, than no expectations whatsoever, because that generally means you're at a football club that isn't doing very well. So we're happy to deal with those expectations.
and long may it continue.
I mean, this is the thing, isn't it? I mean, you join a list of clubs like Spennymoor, for example, who've made this journey from the Northern League into the Northern Premier League, and your aspiration is to go even further than that. I mean, what are the challenges that face Northern League clubs in joining the system the way that South Shields have done and Spennymoor have done? It's a difficult thing to overcome.
It is. I think there's many factors, as with everything. I think one of the factors, undoubtedly in my mind, is the mentality of it. You know, just people getting their heads around, you know, coming out of that Northern League bubble. I think it's been a little bit too insular for my liking over the years. People have been maybe a little bit afraid of the unknown, in inverted commas. You know, we've proved it. Darlington's proved it. Spennymoor's proved it. That, you know, if you get the right foundations at your club, and you know, you're prepared to put in a lot of hard work behind the scenes, that you can make a success of it. So, you know, I think hopefully we'll see over the next 2-3 years with the changes that the FA are trying to implement, that, you know, it paves the way for a few more Northern League clubs to start and work their way up the pyramid, and I think it's going to be helpful for everybody, you know, pretty much around the country.
Just before we move on to your plans for next season, then Lee, just to talk about the last game of the season, it's going to be against Cone, and there'll be a few teams down 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, maybe even 10th at time of recording, who'll be wanting to know how you're going to take to that game, because it is party time there at Mariners Park.
Well, don't worry, I've already had a couple of texts from a couple of guys we know in other clubs in around the mix of the playoffs. And look, I think we've said from day one, well, it's just generally the kind of culture that we try and drive consistently throughout the club, throughout the dressing room. We want to win every single game of football that we play in. And Thursday will be no different. Saturday will be no different. We set a target a long, long time ago of trying to reach 100 points. You know, we're on 97 at the moment. If we get to 100 on Thursday, then 100% we want to get to 103 on Saturday. So, you know, there's going to be hopefully two bumper crowds at Mariners Park on Thursday, Saturday. For us to take, you know, to give the game anything but 100% commitment and respect in either of those games would be completely wrong, and that's definitely not the way we're going to approach the game.
Excellent stuff. And finally then, Lee, yourself and Graham, obviously you've got these two games in mind this week, but then at what stage does your mind start to drift towards next season? Because next season, the chances are you're going to be joined by Scarborough and Hyde. You're going to have Basford United, who are very, very competitive and very ambitious as well. Plus all the clubs who might not make it up into the National League North this time round.
Yeah.
It's going to be a very, very competitive league. What's your thinking going into it for next season?
Well, we've already made plans, you know, moving forward. That wasn't through any level of complacency or arrogance, if you like. That was just us trying to be fully prepared. We knew we were going to have a pretty good shot of, you know, either winning the title or at least getting, you know, in one of those top two or three spots. So we've made plans ahead of time already. There's obviously a hell of a lot more work to do between now and the start of next season. Like any club, you know, at the end of any season, we'll assess the playing staff and you know, we'll identify the areas that we feel we need to strengthen in order to not just compete, but hopefully be successful again next season. So, you know, there will be changes at South Shields, just like there will be at every single football club. And we've got to ensure that, you know, recruitment is so key to your success, not just in terms of the talent that you bring in, but the quality of person that you bring in. And we've got to make sure that we bring in the right people to you know, complement the already fantastic dressing room that we have at the football club.
Well, Lee Picton, joint manager at South Shields, a big congratulations to yourself and Graham once again for a cracking season.
No problem.
Have a lovely summer, and I'll be speaking to you in August.
Thanks, Ben. Take care. Thank you.
Let's talk about Division 1 North now. And, South Shields this evening on Tuesday will be travelling to Radcliffe Borough. A win will seal the championship.
Yeah. I think they're already there, to be honest.
We're going to get Lee Pitted on, as we said, if that's the case. Now, the interesting thing is Scarborough and Hyde, it's not yet official that they've been promoted. why, James, from a league perspective and a non-league perspective, why is it not official yet?
Because it's to do with the fact, I mean, granted, everyone knows about this third place thing that's going on, but it's the fact that the FA announced it at 5:15 on Saturday or
so
nearby.
It's not till the FA announces it that we can definitely,
I mean,
say.
We're allowed to say that Hyde and South Scarborough cannot be caught on the field, but off the field, as Hyde United know, as a couple of years ago with Spennymoor, anything could happen. A team could go bankrupt, refuse promotion, it then changes everything dramatically. So as much as I want to say that teams have been promoted, and I've had to say to Hyde, Scarborough, Colwyn Bay, Trafford and Tadcaster, we can't announce that. It's third going up and it's seventh in the playoffs because of the situation. I mean,
it is, in a way, it's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, it's a nonsense, and I'll tell you for why. Because you need to know what you need to do the last game of the season going into it.
Think of it this way: if a club at another step three, another step four league goes bust, then all the points get bumped up depending on the results.
This is the problem. This is the nonsense.
It's a problem with non-league.
It's a nonsense of it all. I mean, it should be based upon points. That's it. Forget everything else. If a team goes bump,
how else would you make it fair? This is the only way you can do it, isn't it?
Well, yeah. The team goes bump, so therefore, I mean, no. I mean,
what if you were in that league and you needed those points and those points were taken off you? How would you deal with it?
Why would everyone have the points taken off them?
Well, because those results are null and void.
Well, they should. If someone at the end of the season decides that they're not going to take part in the division again, those points have to stay, as far as I'm concerned. You don't take them off. You know, you can't undo what's been done in a game of football because someone's just gone bankrupt or someone's
decided. We've
seen
it many times.
I know we have, and it's a nonsense. It should be based upon, you know, the best three teams in the league are South Shields, Scarborough Athletic and Hyde United.
Yes, but are they the best at step four? That's what the FA have to decide.
Yeah, well, just listen.
Let's say at time of recording, if
take your FA hat off.
I don't work at the FA. How dare you? I think we do have to say that these three teams deserve promotion. I think we could say that. So, and again, this then filters down to the teams in sixth, seventh, and eighth. One of them is playing tonight, Trafford here at Ewan Fields. Tadcaster Albion is still involved. They've got two games left. The gap is 6 points. There's no margin for error. Ossett Town are taking on Tadcaster this evening in a bit of a Yorkshire derby.
There's quite a few teams down the bottom end, around the playoff positions at this moment in time that are looking to be very interesting. I mean, you can't even rule out Everton Colliers at this moment after yesterday's result.
You can, James, because they can't do it. There's 6 points. Oh, they can, can't they?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, goal difference isn't helping
Benjamin,
them.
Benjamin, come on.
It's because I can see a line, and I forget that line technically doesn't exist because it goes underneath Colwyn Bay.
I mean, tonight is it's a strange one. We're in a cup final here tonight. Trafford playing FC United Manchester. Trafford will want to beat FC, and FC will want to beat Trafford, but they've got one eye on, you know, on Saturday. You know, the team below them, Colwyn Bay, have got a game in hand on them. They're only 2 points behind them. How does Tom Baker tonight?
The worst thing is, it's not Saturday.
You should be letting me finish.
It's Thursday though.
I know.
I'm helping you.
I know.
Colwyn Bay take on Trafford on Thursday night.
Yeah.
That's a big game.
So that's what I'm saying.
In Tom Baker's mind.
I was getting onto that, but you've just, you know, what he does, he recognises what I'm about to say, steals what I said, and then makes me basically not have anything else to say. I mean, this is the art of basically Ben's radio career. Yes, Ben, I agree with you. Crack on.
Thank you very much.
Let's now turn to the promotion race in Division 1 North. Now, as we were talking there on Tuesday, it hadn't been confirmed that Hyde United or Scarborough were going to be automatically promoted if they finished in third position. We can now confirm on Friday afternoon that they are indeed both going to be promoted alongside South Shields. But let's hear now from Hyde United's manager, Darren Kelly. I caught up with him on Friday afternoon and I started off by asking him how it felt to be promoted. It's now official, isn't it? You are promoted. I've not made that up. Yes,
we got the official word probably about 2 hours ago, Ben, you know, so absolutely ecstatic, delighted. In terms of my short managerial career, it's my first, and what a good one it was, you know. So tomorrow we still want to go for that second spot, and we'll be doing everything we can to do that. Obviously, in terms of focusing on ourselves and hope elsewhere, There's a wee blip from Scarborough, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing, isn't it? I mean, all three of you are very worthy promotees, we have to say.
Yes.
It's been a cracking title race, which has only just faded away really in the last couple of weeks. It's been epic. I mean, what's it been like being a part of it all?
Do you know what? It's been great. It's been great. I think, to be quite honest, everybody's helped each other step up to the plate. I think that's what's made it sort of all the more captivating. You know, because what you had in there is, you know, well, in terms of this season, we didn't have any blips or anything. But what we had, you know, if we had a draw or whatever, we'd bounce back with a win. Or, you know, we've only lost four league games this season, which I think is incredible in itself. And they've all been away from home. So when you look at our home form, that's been a catalyst to everything. That's been key, you know, because we're unbeaten in the league at home, and it's something we're very proud of. You know, it's over a year since we were actually beat at home. So it's like everything is, you know, when you set out to challenge and do these things, you know, the key thing is always trying to make your home a fortress. And I think we've done that very well.
And that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, I've had a similar chat with Phil Parkes at Altrincham, because it's very much a similar story, really. It's a club who've not had the best of seasons, recent seasons. And therefore, to make your home somewhere where, you know, as a home supporter, you mm-hmm. can go there with a bit of confidence. That's unknown territory for Hyde United fans in recent years. So you must be dead pleased with that side of things.
Yeah, that's it. Before we knew the task, and you know, there was a lot of patience involved, if being honest, because people had to be patient in terms of when you're coming into a new environment or in the back of three relegations. You know, one, probably the expectation isn't too much, but you know, you come in with hope and optimism, and that you can really take the club forward. But within that as well, you know, you're trying to sort of preach to the supporters, you know, it's going to take a little bit of time, but we will get there. And do you know what? They were great. They were great. At the start, there was a few stumbling blocks. People are probably thinking, oh, no, here he goes, type of thing. But I think in the end up, approved and done what I set out to do. And it's about, you know, again, we're very much out in the community. We're a community-based club. You know, we have good supporters. You know, our attendances have been up. Yes, winning creates that. But I think, you know, to see the smile, you know, I remember the faces when I first came into the ground. Everything was bleak. There was nothing. It was just, I had a dull feel to it. And when you look at it now, Ben, even last night, seeing supporters who regularly come and watch training, now they've all got smiles in their faces. I'll be honest, that's the most pleasing thing to see.
And you touch upon the community side of it. I mean, 3G has been widely discussed in various media circles over the last few years or so. But when you look at it at Hyde United, it's one of the best examples of a 3G pitch. And, you know, you've got all the schools coming in. I do a lot of Manchester League stuff. They have all their cup finals there as well.
Yeah.
And it brings a buzz, doesn't it? Because you bring the whole town in and the wider conurbation as well.
Exactly that. And do you know what? When you look at, I'll go back to a couple of weeks ago where, you know, we were the only game on. The weather was atrocious. We were the only game on. And you had effectively, you know, you had supporters from other teams, you had management, it was all like the non-league had come into, you know, our ground because of the fact that, you know, don't get me wrong, we've got the community feeling and things like that. But you know what? It's actually a lovely place to come as well because you're going to see good football.
Absolutely.
That's what we try and play, you know, You know, the pitch creates, it creates a revenue. It's a whole community aspect about it. Teams now love coming and playing in it because they want to get it down and play. And it's been a godsend. We're very lucky because we train in it, we play in it, and it's just been great. You know, I don't have to worry about cleaning my boots or anything after.
and hot Vimto's served as well, which is always a plus. But just before you go, Darren, there's two questions I need to ask you. The first one is regarding to the remainder of this season. Obviously, there's a big game against Colwyn Bay this weekend, and you know you want to finish second, but you also want to make sure that you know Colwyn Bay, if they do make the playoffs, they do it the hard way. What's your mindset going into this final league game of the season?
Mindset. I spoke to the players last night. You know, and as much as I don't need to say it because the players are fantastic, but, you know, I just said them the importance. We haven't been beat at home in the league in over a year. It's something to be very proud of, and it's something we want to go this season in the league unbeaten at home. We have a full team tomorrow. You know, there's no rest or anything like that. I'm taking the game very seriously. I still want that second spot. It's achievable. Because, as I say, I fancy us at Albion a lot since we've played them. There's some very, very good players, good manager. And, you know, they will cause Scarborough problems. But on the same, that's Scarborough a good side. So, you know, just focus on us. We'll be 100% prepared. You know, to us, it's another game. You know, yes, Colwyn Bay they're going for that seventh spot, and, you know, that's fine. They have to focus on their game. But I'll be just focusing on, you know, again, keeping our unbeaten record. You know, doing what I do for every game. I'll not be relaxed. I'll be focused on the game, professional about what we do, and 100% going for the 3 points.
And finally then, Darren, obviously next season, you once you've got the Colwyn Bay game out of the way, you can focus on next season. It's going to be a very tough league. South Shields of Scarborough joining the likes of Basford United, yeah, maybe Gainsborough, yeah, and North Ferriby coming down. All the teams who haven't got promoted out of the Premier this season. It is going to be, yeah, absolutely crackers. What are you expecting, and how are you going to make sure that Hyde United are up at the top end?
Again, it's going to be a lot of what we've done this season. It's going to be hard work, going to be dedicated what they do, the commitment levels, which, you know, have been superb from the players this season. The same, you know, everything we've done this season, you know, the same sort of drive and determination that we've done this season. It's going to be the same. It has to be. You know, I'll be honest, I don't want to go into the league and I don't want to be a number. I want to go and I want to challenge. I want to do whatever it has to do. We've started preparing for next season. We've identified who and what we want to bring in. So, you know, as soon as the season's over, we can pursue that. You know, I want a couple of days off just to mentally recharge, because I put a lot in. So I just want to recharge, focus for a couple of days, and then boom, back on it. Because it's going to be, as you say, it's going to be an incredibly tough league, but the confidence that I have in the players that we've had, because, you know, the majority we will retain, and the ones that we want to add to, you know, the hard work about trying to, I suppose, sell them the club in terms of our vision and what we want to do is, you know, is key. And you know what? After that, we'll prepare and do everything we've done pre-season and go and give it a good go and enjoy ourselves in the process.
Well, Darren Kelly, manager at Hyde United, a big congratulations again to you, all your coaching staff and all the players and everyone at the club. You keep up the good work. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your 2-day break in the summer. Yeah. And then have a good pre-season, and we'll speak to you in August.
That is the end of this month's Division 1 show. Look out for the monthly NPL show, where we cover off what's been going on in the Premier Division. Thank you to James Hayes. Thank you to Swamper.
I just realised I've got to listen back to the first NPL show of the season. I want that tonight.
A big good luck to everyone if you've got something to play for this weekend. And we'll be reviewing all the results on next week's NPL show,
yeah,
playoff semi-final special.
Boom, good luck! Good luck to everybody. Yeah. It's going to be an interesting week of football in the best division in non-league football, the NPL.
From everyone here at Ewan Fields, take care.
And a big thank you to Swampy and James Hayes for joining us on this month's Evo Stick Division 1 show. Just to clarify, the playoff position in Division 1 North, now that Hyde United have been officially confirmed as being promoted in third position, the playoffs now go down to seventh position. Both Bamber Bridge and Prescott Cables will be guaranteed home advantage in the semi-finals. There's still a question mark to decide who will get home advantage if both sides make it through to the final next week. On Saturday, Bamber Bridge will be hosting Atherton Colls, while Prescott Cables will be hosting Radcliffe Borough. Currently, Bamber Bridge have a 1-point advantage and a 3-goal advantage when it comes to the goal difference, so you work it out. Currently sitting in sixth position is Trafford. They're on 63 points. Trafford this weekend will be hosting Kendal Town. Then there's Cone, who are now in that seventh and final playoff spot, 1 point behind Trafford. Cone this weekend will be travelling to South Shields. Whilst also in play now for the playoffs, we've got Colwyn Bay. Colwyn Bay will be travelling to Hyde United. Colwyn Bay could still yet finish in sixth position with a win on Saturday, and if the results at Trafford and Colne go their way. And Tadcaster Albion can also still make the playoffs. Tadcaster will be hosting Mosley at the weekend. So all to play for. A big, big good luck to Bamber Bridge and Prescott Cables in deciding who gets home advantage for the final if you make it that far. And a big, big good luck to Trafford, Colne, Colwyn Bay and Tadcaster Albion in your pursuit of those final two playoff positions. But that's it for this month's Evo Stick Division 1 show. We'll be back next week with all the fun and games of another Evo Stick NPL show with a bit of a playoff semi-final special. But that's it for me. A big thank you to our host Hyde United. A big thank you to all my guests this week for joining me. And wherever you're going this weekend to cheer on your Evo Stick Division 1 side, make sure that you have fun. Bye-bye.
With over 500 high-performance products in the Evo Stick range, you may need a bigger van. Evo Stick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.